Chapter 1. Zach. I am meeting Zach at Brooks Brothers in the sodden, sullen aftermath of Christmas. He has just come from work at the supermarket where he has bagged groceries for 4 hours with one 15-minute break. I cannot imagine my son doing such work at the age of 24. It shames me to think of him placing sweat-drenched jugs of milk into their proper place and learning initially, with the extensive help of a job coach, that the eggs must be placed separately in double plastic bags. He has been doing the same job for 4 years, and he will do the same job for the rest of his life. My son's professional destiny is paper or plastic. Except for brief lapses in which he pesters fellow employees like a 7-year-old, following them and calling out their names in a purposely aggravating sing-song voice when they are trying to work, he does his job well. He limits his conversations with customers, although by nature he is ebullient and friendly. He no longer interjects his views, as he did several years ago when he was working at Kmart one summer, stocking supplies. When a customer asked where to find work gloves, he announced that he found it an odd request. What do you need gloves for? It's the summer. It defied his sense of logic. Gloves are for cold, not hot. And Zach just wanted to make sure the customer understood the order of things. He is well-liked. Female cashiers call him my guy and my baby and treat him with protectiveness. He calls them by their first names as if they all served in the trenches of World War I together. But he lacks the dexterity, or maybe the confidence, to handle a register or work the deli section. He fears change, because routine is the GPS that guides him. He orders the same entree virtually every time we go out to dinner, salmon. He occasionally ventures out into the uncharted territory of a Cajun chicken wrap or even a crab cake. But it is the pink flesh of salmon, even if it is more gray than pink and flaking off in dry chunks, that safely brings him home. He leans back in the lazy boy I once gave him for his birthday.